This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bear.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
For you?
Yeah, someone that I admired. Obviously, like I said, we did a lot of research. Matt Feinstein in our group put some data together that he's done some things that are like special in terms of getting the offense to operate at a high level, and that stood out. So he was always, you know, the top candidate, but you never know. It's like the draft. You know, you never know how it's going to fall, so you have to be prepared, and that's the reason why we do what we do.
Right.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Thank you to NFL Films. They have a video out where they're talking about the Bears and Ben Johnson, and he was always the guy.
Rookies report on Saturday. Veterans report on Tuesday. A lot of conversation about the Bears nationally because expectations are high. And that's reflected in... And I think it's also enhanced by the conversation surrounding Ben Johnson's offense, which is also known as the quarterback's offense, the way that he referred to it in NFL Films. And this is Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams.
So I ended up getting a call from Poles and Kevin and Ted and George, all been on the same line, and said, congrats, we got our coach. I gave off a nice little, I guess you can say, roar or a yell while I was driving. I'm off of pure excitement.
There's no doubt Caleb played a large component into my decision for not only the talent level that he possesses, but also the type of person he is. This is going to be, really, I like to fancy it, the quarterback's offense.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We are going to tailor this right around Caleb Williams. It will not be necessarily what you've seen from me the last 3 years. We're going to find out exactly what our quarterback does well, and that's really where we're going to anchor on.
Floats the ball down the field, head swift, caught the ball!
Where I see my role is as a supporter of him. This offense will be calibrated with him in mind.
Okay, so that, again, NFL Films has put that together, and you heard Caleb reacting to the phone call from the bosses telling him, we got our coach, and then you heard the coach saying that he came here because of Caleb and that you're not going to see necessarily what he's run before because he's going to gear it toward Caleb Williams.
You can take that a lot of different ways. So when he says... We're going to find out what the quarterback does well. I think what he is saying is we're going to find out how much Caleb Williams can handle, because there's a lot to handle. And if you're watching or have seen any of the Netflix series this season, the quarterbacks.
I got to tell you, I knew I liked Joe Burrow, but, you know, talking to Matthew Robertson, who compared Joe Burrow and PCA just in terms of personality. I like Joe Burrow. I feel like I've gotten to know Joe Burrow a little bit
Joe
more.
Joe Burrow's great in that. Yes. Kirk Cousins, great in that. Yep. But the point being, relative to what the Bears are going through, is Jared Goff going through last season, the volume of information that he's given on a weekly basis and the volume of information that he's processing on a series-by-series basis, game-by-game. I know Jared Goff is a veteran.
Yes.
But that is kind of the point. Jared Goff was given a lot because Ben Johnson's offense is voluminous.
Yes.
And when you talk about the quarterback's offense, it really is Ben Johnson's offense. He might be more comfortable
quarterback's offense.
Calling it that because he wants to interpret it or tailor it for each specific quarterback. But I don't know how much Caleb Williams can handle yet. And I don't think they do either, which might be natural with a second-year quarterback, but it also may be when you're talking about calibrating the offense, it's what can he handle and how can you tailor it so he doesn't, you don't give him too much too soon. That's going to be one of the biggest issues. That is the issue this year offensively, is how those two communicate, connect, and collaborate on this offense.
Okay, and I think that there's a lot to go over here. One of the things he says is that it's the quarterback's offense and that, you know, he's going to find out what Caleb can do. And it's not his offense. It's not the offense that he runs. But, David, the idea is they're going to operate under center. The idea is they're going to do some play action. It is his offense. It is his offense with adjusted to what Caleb can handle. Is that a fair way of assessing it? But it's not the offense. It's not, hey, Caleb, you know, run your offense. Here you go. There is an offense that he is going to be running, and within it, they're going to be doing what he does best. Well,
what you described is there's more structure, and there's more of a, I think, a more traditional approach, it seems, at times. Because when you have your quarterback under center, as often as the Lions did with Goff and the Bears are going to do, presumably, with Caleb Williams, that is a more traditional approach. The emphasis on the running game, which I think people overlooked in Detroit because of all the trick plays and all of the razzle-dazzle and all the points that are being scored, it was easy to overlook the emphasis on the running game. So Ben Johnson brings that to the Bears. I think how much else happens in addition to that will be largely determined by the capacity of Caleb Williams to process the information at the line of scrimmage, communicate it to his teammates in the huddle, and to do the right things in real time. That's the one that's part that's unpredictable. Yeah, in time, on time, rhythm, tempo, all the things that aren't necessarily related to the types of big plays, explosiveness that Caleb Williams has thrived on, the off-platform plays.
Right.
The plays, you know, Caleb Williams sometimes is at his best when things seem at their worst. And so his ability to improvise and create something out of nothing has been what made us say, wow. I think what Ben Johnson's trying to do, you know, we don't know until we see it, but it seems like what he will want to do is to hone that in a little bit more so that he can still make those plays when necessary, but isn't as reliant upon them to move the football.
What do you think about this idea? And it's been kind of whispered more than really stated by anyone that because of Goff's status as more pocket passer than athlete, that somehow the Bears will be able to do different things with the quarterback than the head coach was able to do in Detroit with Goff.
Well,
Is that overstated? And
I don't want to say overstated, but I don't know that I would put it that way, because it sounds like Jared Goff limited Ben Johnson. Well, whereas I think that Ben Johnson played to Jared Goff's strengths.
Exactly.
Because and if he does that in Chicago with Caleb Williams, I think what we'll see is maybe a more mobile version of that quarterback. But it can't come with the mistakes. It can't come with the higher risk type plays, because I don't think that's what he has in mind. Jared Goff succeeded because he was able to be this textbook passer who really was a really good marriage philosophically. You had the quarterback who was turned into a very accurate pocket passer, but you had the play caller that would find ways to scheme guys open and take advantage of that accuracy.
You know, let's be careful, too, about the way we talk about Jared Goff and the situation he was in when he arrived in Detroit. His team had determined the L.A. Rams had determined that they weren't going to be able to win with him and his limitations as quarterback. So they traded him to get Matthew Stafford and his stronger arm and down the field ability to L.A., where they won a Super Bowl. And Goff was sort of, okay, you take him, we'll give you this, this, and that. He was not a centerpiece. He was almost a throw-in.
He was a throw-in because of the salary and all the things that had to match.
And guess what? They ended up making the most out of him and creating a completely different sort of tenor to his career in Detroit than he had with the Rams.
Well, I think we talk about, you know, here in Chicago, different sport, but the trade that benefited both teams, Kyle Tucker comes to the Cubs and the Astros get their haul, and both teams are not unhappy with that deal. Likewise in the NFL, I don't think the Rams are complaining about that deal, that Matthew Stafford came and they won a Super Bowl. They don't miss Jared Goff. Detroit's thrilled with the transition because Jared Goff has become one of the best. He's become a top 10 quarterback.
And they managed to build up a team as well.
And they build a team around him. And you know what? It began with, and this is where I think the other thing is interesting. We hear Ben Johnson from day one, whether privately he may have some concerns that we'll never know about, but publicly he has been all in on Caleb Williams. Jared Goff came to Detroit, and you see this a little bit in the Netflix series as well. They believed in him from the get-go. From the moment that the trade was consummated, they called him. They said, you are our guy. We want you here. We're going to build around you. This is your offense. This is your team. Caleb Williams, this is his team. This is his offense. And he's got to now respond to that responsibility in a way that we saw some good signs last year, some alarming signs last year, but there's no excuses now because this offense is a quarterback's offense tailored around his skill set.
Yeah, I this is a dumb question, but someone asked me this, so I'll run it by you. Do you think that if the Bears had cut ties with Eberflus the year before, that Ben Johnson wanted the Chicago job so bad he may have come a year earlier?
That's a really good question. I get at that too. I think that in that context, he might have wanted it a year earlier, but I also think that in that framing and in that time frame,
he felt like he had a chance to win a Super Bowl and wanted to
stick around. He might have stayed and the Bears might have gone a different direction.
Yeah.
That was the Jim Harbaugh offseason as well. He was available too. Not that the Bears might have been able to pull that one off, but I don't know that, you know, that was the year that Ben Johnson turned down Washington.
Yes.
He pulled that out of that one with a chance to draft Jaden Daniels. I don't know. That's a really interesting hypothetical, but I don't know.
Like, how much did he want to be here, or was it the timing and everything else that worked out for him to be here?
Let's just say that in his final year at Detroit, he probably, the desire to be a head coach and the desire to be in Chicago once he saw what was going on probably intensified. I don't know if that much would have existed in that offseason. The timing may end up, even though last season feels like a lost one, because the Bears could end up this year where they thought they would be at the end of last year.
Yeah.
It might have been worth the wait, ultimately. It will have been probably time well spent.
Listen, if they get the coach right, it's been a long time that they've been searching to try to have that happen for them. So if they get the coach right, that's as important as getting the quarterback right. given the shape of things in Chicago.
Well, one should come with the other, but yes. You're right. And we want to be cautious with the optimism because you did feel at the end of the 2018 season that they had gotten it right, that they had the right quarterback and they had the right coach and the arrow was pointing up. So, yeah, they're in a similar situation with a greater opportunity to succeed. So this is exciting times, but it's fun to hear that. Anytime that something is put to music, you know that it's special. And the NFL Films puts things to music, and this feels a little bit bigger.
I love NFL Films. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Urlacher, who has been to six Pro Bowls, once the Defensive Rookie of the Year, once the Defensive Player of the Year in the National Football League, and the face of this Bears franchise.
Urlacher comes through the gut and sacks Tavares Jackson.
Having a pretty good game, Urlacher.
A phenomenal game.
You know, it's always a chess match with Brian Urlacher because he was so good, they would make everything look the exact same.
Quick throw, picked off Urlacher. Cruise down the sideline and coast for the touchdown. Dropped, and Urlacher unloads on the rookie Colston.
And Urlacher comes up with his second turnover of the game.
The history of this position is unmatched by any other team. Bill George, Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary, and now, I can barely say it, me.
That's how you introduce him, the Bears linebacker from 2000 to 2012, the Hall of Famer, four-time first-team All-Pro, eight-time Pro Bowler, and you heard it, 2005 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Brian Urlacher. Thanks for joining us here, and Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I like hearing those highlights. That was fun.
That's the idea. We want to like take you back,
yeah.
Transport you in the moment. Anything even stand out to you? Yeah. Does anything stand out to you from even that, hearing that just now?
Oh, all I could do was hear him, but I in my mind, I'm burning through those plays as they're calling them out because I couldn't see them. So I just heard, I hear the play-by-play and then I try and picture the plays in my mind. I can see all of them. So it's cool. It's always fun to reminisce about the good plays.
Yeah.
If you want to see Brian Urlacher, you can see him. He's on Twitch as well. And it's always great to see you, Brian, and check in with you and see how you're doing, and also to see what you think about what your former team, the Bears, is doing. The news that Ben Johnson is the head coach, the news of the Ryan Poles getting an extension through 2029. Where are you with your former team as they try to get back to the levels of play that, of course, you guys were able to do during your time here?
It's exciting right now, I think, when you look at what they've done with Ben Johnson. Dennis Allen as well, I thought was a key addition in this offseason. I like what he's done in his career as a D coordinator. But I'm excited about Caleb. You know, I think he's the guy for the job. Much better numbers than I expected last year out of him. You know, it's tough to be a rookie quarterback in the NFL. Take away those two guys, you know, the Redskins quarterback and the Broncos quarterback, and I think he's rookie of the year, you know, the way he played. But didn't turn the ball over. It's exciting to see what he's going to be able to do under Ben Johnson, because he's going to put him in position to make a lot of plays, a lot of big plays like he did up there in Detroit with those guys.
I appreciate you talking about just the talent level, too. And as you're analyzing the game, maybe watching the individual Bears games last season, what stood out to you about maybe the way he was able to adapt within game and then, you know, answer and try to make something happen to turn into a win in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, this is going to be bad, but he didn't have a lot of help last year. You know, I think, you have to get rid of the football. Sacks are on the quarterback and the offensive line. I'm not going to say it's all on the offensive line, because you got to get rid of the football. But just the way he, kept himself in place. You know, he extended plays, sometimes too long. It's going to happen when you're trying to make plays. But he'll get better at those situations as well and understand how much time he has and he has to throw the football away. But I just like – he's very accurate with throwing the football, more accurate than I gave him credit for. And if they run the ball though, like they've done in the years past, it's just going to help him. You know, they're going to face less men in the box, and he's going to have a chance to make some plays down the field.
What is it about Ben Johnson's offense that you've seen, obviously, for the last few seasons in Detroit that you're most excited about him implementing in Chicago?
The explosiveness, man, down the plays down the field. They're inside as well, so it helps when you have perfect weather every game. But just the way they make plays down the field. The running game was always there. You had Montgomery, and then was it Jahmyr Gibbs they're making big plays in the running game. And just the diversity of plays he ran, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'll think of a good, it's just the amount of different stuff he did every game, and the trick plays. It was just fun to watch. The Detroit offense with him at the helm was one of my favorite teams to watch.
We are talking to Brian Urlacher, not just about what he thinks about football. I know an event is coming up we want to get to discuss as well, but staying in this vein for now, when you look at the Bears, I assume you're still looking at it based on scouting as a linebacker. You're still looking at it based on how you would try to defend it, or maybe how you would try to mess it up, or what it would be like to be on the other side. What stands out to you about like maybe the Ben Johnson offense where you're saying to yourself, this would have given me trouble?
Man, the misdirection plays, and like I said, the trick plays, because he's always got something in there for, I feel like, every team. You know, they always have some of the – and they all worked. All their plays worked, I feel like, up there in Detroit as well. All their trick plays never backfired on him. I'm not sure how aggressive he'll be as a head coach with those fourth down plays. You know, I think Dan Campbell gave him a lot. When you have four downs to get a first down, knowing that going into a series, that you're probably going to – and fourth and one or two, you go for it every time – I think you can be a little more free with your play calling, maybe get a little more freedom. And then, like I said, I'm not sure how aggressive he'll be as a head coach, but he's, I assume, very similar to Campbell. The complexity of the plays they ran, the running game was different, the cutbacks, and then the short game passing was always really good for them as well. So you got to be on your toes when you're playing a team like that.
Brian, I'd love to see how this is going to work, the meshing, the step forward that Ben Johnson can have Caleb Williams take. But I want to take you back before Ben Johnson got here. I don't know if you've followed the story at all about what happened before the draft with his dad getting involved and the possibility they were going to try to work their way around the Bears. What did you make of this idea that they were trying to avoid the Bears, because it has been a place that people are not confident that a quarterback, a franchise-level quarterback, can come to and flourish?
I heard something about that. I honestly didn't think anything of it at all. You know, I, whether it's true or not, doesn't matter, because once they draft you, you're pretty much going there. So you cannot want to go there. You can try and work your way around it. But I think Eli Manning was the only one successful at doing that. Maybe John Elway back in the day when he set out a year or something like that. But you know, these days, and you just play for the team that drafts you. I can't see any situation where you wouldn't want to be the number one pick, no matter what team it is. Your mentality should be you're going to go in there and change the direction of that organization. I'm sure that's what he has now. Like I said, I heard a little bit about it, but I really didn't read too much into it.
Well, and you're a football dad yourself, as we know. Your son, Kennedy, played for Notre Dame. They had a great season as well. You know, what do you think about
this? He actually transferred from Notre Dame, but he was there last year.
Yeah.
He just went out to USC in the spring transfer portal. So, yeah, it's been fun watching him. You know, last year going to all those games, those playoff games and the national championship was really cool to get a chance to see him get out there and play a little bit. Didn't play a lot. That's why he transferred. He wanted to get a chance to get on the field. So he transferred to USC, and I think he'll get that opportunity out there. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, just what it was like observing, you know, at this level, you know, being that high at the highest levels of football, when you're talking about just your observations of last season, and then the decision going into it and being able to have that freedom to pick from these big schools like this and being able to do something. Not the case when you were playing in college, as you know.
Yeah, so much different now. You're right. You know, I try and root for my son and the team as much as I can. I try and stay out of all the, you know, there's so much stuff that goes into it and goes around it. All the parents talking and just, so if we can, we sit away from the family section. So I don't have to hear all that stuff, but you know, cause I want to root for every kid. That's just the way it is. I'm a big fan of the game, but yeah, the landscape of college football is so different now with the transfer portal and the NIL. I understand it. I don't have to like it. But it benefited my son because he got a chance to go to a place where he probably get to play a little bit more than he would have at Notre Dame. But it's just amazing the landscape and the money these kids are getting. I'm glad they're getting paid. I think most of them deserve it, and they've earned it. But it's just changing the whole dynamic of college football.
We're talking to Brian Urlacher, who you can also see on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And I just wanted to follow up real quick with asking, what advice do you think you can give him at this time? And how much of it, as you said, it's so different from era to era. How much of it can you give, knowing that college football and that whole landscape is so different? Like, do you give him as much as you would, say, before the NIL era or before the transfer portal era?
It's, I mean, all I'm concerned about is what he does on the field, if that makes sense. You know, the NIL and the transfers, the NIL take care of itself if you play well. That's the way I feel. So when you get on the field, you need to take advantage of your opportunities, you know, run to the football, don't make mistakes mentally, physical errors are going to happen. You know, sometimes you're going to miss tackles, stuff like that. But when you get a chance to get in the game, take advantage of it, run to the football, let your coach know you deserve to be in there. And that's really all, that's the only stuff in your control. The NIA and all the other junk, that'll take care of itself if you make plays.
Brian, I want to ask you, because you've been around the Bears for so long, going back this century, basically, you've been associated with the Bears. That's a 25-year chunk of your life.
I know.
Is there anything, given how honest and just straightforward you've always been in giving your opinion, is there anything you can point to as to why no quarterback has been able to kind of break through with the Bears in recent history?
Man, I wish I could answer that question. It's frustrating. I know, because we've had some talented guys there. You know, Jay, Rex was awesome. Kyle Orton was good. I'm talking about guys I played with. I thought Jim Miller was awesome. Cade was talented. It just hasn't panned out, and I don't understand why. I'd like to say the weather, but then you got the guys in Green Bay just ripping it up. Every time they get a quarterback, they just tear it up. You know, you go from Brett to Aaron to the guy they have up there now, Jordan Love. So I don't know why it's that. And you can try and say coaching, but we've had some great coaches as well to mentor these guys. So, you know, I would like to see him give Mitch a little bit longer try there in Chicago. You know, he was, I think, number 2 or 3 pick in the draft. I thought he had a chance to do pretty well. It didn't work out. I don't know, honestly, man. It's frustrating as a fan to see the way it's gone with quarterbacks. But I like where Caleb's going. I think he has the tools and the talent. And now with Ben Johnson there, they should be doing pretty well together.
Brian, I asked you this question at a casino in Michigan City a couple of years ago, but I'll ask it again. Being a Hall of Famer, who do you think is the next Bear to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I remember at the time you answered Olin Krutz. How do you feel?
I still feel the same, man. I don't see how Olin – he doesn't even get any – like, they don't even talk about Olin, which drives me crazy. And you could also throw Charles in that conversation. You know, Pep got in. Devin got in right away. Olin to me is the guy who should get in. You know, you look at his resume, I think 8 or 9 Pro Bowls, 12 or what, 13, 14 years. I was very fortunate because I got to practice against the best center in the league every single day in practice. It benefited my career. It benefited our defenses. Playing ability. So it drives me crazy. Whenever I get a chance to talk about it, I bring up Ola because in my opinion, he's the one guy that needs to be in there.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers is still playing football, Brian. Yeah. He's now on the Steelers. What do you make of him continuing his career with Mike Tomlin and the gang in Pittsburgh?
So I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. People can get mad if they want to. I like the way he plays. I like what he stands for. I like what he says. I'm a fan. My wife's a Steelers fan, so she's over the moon about him being there. I'm not as excited as she is. But as a football fan, I want to see what he can do with that team. You know, they got a great defense. They got DK Metcalf. They got some guys on offense that can play. So if Aaron, you know, comes back 2 years after that Achilles injury the way we think he will, I think they'll have a good season.
What's their ceiling in your eyes?
Oh, they're in a tough division, man. You got Cincy, Baltimore, Cleveland, maybe not so great. But I would say 11, 12 wins. You know, Tomlin's never finished under 500. I don't see that happening this year.
This is just a preview of, I think, what we can expect on Sunday. I know you're here with us for a pretty cool event. The City Cruises yeah. Live Sports Series, a night with Chicago Football Conference champions. Join Brian Urlacher, Rex Grossman, Alex Brown, as the Bears great share iconic moments, career highlights, and hilarious tales from their days on the gridiron. Yours is coming up on Sunday. This is going to be a cool event. What can you tell us about it?
It should be a blast. And like you said, Rex will be there. I haven't seen Rex in 15 years. So I'm excited to see that dude, maybe 12 years. AB, I talk to all the time. So I'm excited to see him and hang out. 3 hours on that boat. You know, we're going to talk about Jeff Joniak will be the MC, you know, pretty much, in my opinion, the voice of the Bears. So it should be a fun couple hours just reminiscing about that 2006 season, what we did, what we didn't do, what we should have done, some of the stories that maybe happened in the locker room. And it's going to be an intimate setting, you know, on that boat. We'll all be right there around each other. So it should be pretty fun.
Is there any story preview you can give us that people might want to hear on the lake?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to let – so Jeff Joniak's leading this thing. I'm going to let Jeff – and he's like the Bears guy. He knows everything about the Bears. He knows everything about that season. I'm going to let him lead it. You know, we'll answer the questions he asked. We'll also ask some fan questions. But I'm assuming – I mean, my favorite memory is getting that George Halas trophy at Soldier Field. We were standing on the stage with Miss McCaskey, and they after we beat the Saints up that day, they gave us the George Halas trophy in front of our fans with the snow coming down. It was pretty awesome.
We love it. That is a great preview. Brian Urlacher, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us on Twitch. We've all enjoyed looking at your game balls in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. That was Brian Urlacher joining us here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. I see what you did there at the end.
Well, I didn't force a question on him. I just need to know what exactly was going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because he said, I am an Aaron Rodgers fan unapologetically, and believes, what did he say, 11, 12 wins? That gets you in the playoffs, right?
That gets you in the playoffs.
And you can't get to the Super Bowl unless you're in the playoffs.
You're not a Super Bowl team.
So if you want ticket information, I'll mention it one more time. cityexperiences.com/city-cruises. That's cityexperiences.com/city-cruises. This is the company that is putting these events together. AJ Pierzynski was part of one of these earlier, so you kind of have an idea of what to expect. So that is this Sunday with Brian Urlacher, as he mentioned, Jeff Joniak, Rex Grossman, and Alex Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So what were you talking about that you heard and we need to consider?
So usually my day, I'm usually up around 5:45, mm-hmm. and then I'd stir for a little bit. And then I'd check out what's happening on Channel 9 every morning. So I watch the Channel 9 morning news. And I like to always see how Pat will spin what happened the night before because he's a really good writer and he's very, very funny. And I saw the portion of the interview that Josh Friedman had done with Colston Loveland, and I was sitting there going, oh, yeah, I forgot that he went into this thing injured, and everyone's been wondering when he might be available. Check this out and see if you heard it the way that I heard it. This is Colston Loveland with Josh Friedman of Channel 9.
The strength's there. You know, the scar tissue barely there anymore. So it's just, yeah, everything's increasing, which is good.
Is the plan to be ready to go for the start of training camp?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Full go, like no restrictions? You're not sure yet? Yeah. That's the plan? Amazing.
CBD, best plan.
Okay. Have you felt like you've been behind schedule at all?
No, definitely not been behind schedule. Maybe I would have liked to be ahead of schedule more, but you know, I feel like everything's been where it's been. Talking to PT and everyone, I'm on a good track. So just doing what I can do every day to you know get better.
This is the most serious injury you've had in your playing career, yes, right? Sir. How have you mentally handled that?
You know, just like I said, the support group I have around me, the friends, the family I have, they help. They make it a lot easier. You know, if I get down on myself or something. But I think you know, I'm also religious as well, so I think you know God, He's testing me, and I'm gonna be better after it because of it. I learned a lot of things from it, so yeah, it's all good.
Has it been a tough balance to want to be? I'm sure you want to be out there quickly. You want to be out there on the field. You're learning on the sidelines, but has it been tough to balance that patience with the restraint of like listening to the coaches and the training staff as well?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, being competitive, you want to be out there. You know, even if you're not 100%, you want to go out there. You want to go showcase your ability. But you got to remember, you know, trust everyone that's talking to you and letting you know. Trust the PT, trust the staff, and I've done that and continue to do that, so it's been good.
What are the biggest things you've learned and soaked in behind the scenes and in the meeting rooms?
I feel like the biggest thing I can learn is we got a really good squad. The staff is great. They're really about it. You can tell just the energy in the building. It just seems like everyone, you know, we're all like-minded and everyone's chasing the same goal and it feels like we're on track. Obviously, we got to do a lot of things to get there. Got to have a really good camp. But if everything feels good, for sure.
Man, I hear a dude who's like trying to keep things in perspective and keep his own expectations under control because he's an athlete and he wants to, right? He wants to exceed like the rehab timetable. And I have to like convince myself not to get freaked out about that. Right? Because I want him to be ready, you know, next week.
You heard it exactly like I heard it.
Right?
Speak.
Like he's trying to hold himself back and it's making me want to jump forward and shake him and say, just tell me the truth, man.
When he's like, that's the hope. I'm like, oh, well, that's where we're at. Okay. Okay.
But couldn't he just be trying to keep his own expectations under control?
He could, and that would be very mature of him. I just, hearing the first like 45 seconds of that, I was like, oh, he's not going to be quite ready at the beginning of this thing.
All right, so
and even him saying,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not behind. I'm just not ahead.
Okay. So let me get this straight. How many second round picks do they have?
That would be three.
Okay.
Three of them.
And as of right now, none of those are signed.
Correct.
Okay.
Don't go doom scrolling now.
Hey, you're the one who programmed these items into the radio show.
Sorry,
Mr. Fella. So I'm not doing much scrolling, just kind of hanging out. The doom is finding me. So 3 second-round picks. Thank you, Alex, for clarifying. Unsigned. And then the first-round pick is this kid, right? How'd that sound to you, Alex? It sounds like he's going to be there in a week.
Oh, he'll be there.
Okay.
On the field.
My God.
Yeah.
So that'd be the top 4 picks?
Correct.
So do we lower the win expectation now?
No, you don't do that.
In July?
No.
But your football alarm clock went off.
It did, Speaks.
It went off. You're doing a whole thing where you feel like it's football season.
All it does is, I'm going to give Mark Grody allude to him on this. But
I love that Grody has disappeared, by the way.
Yeah, he's enjoying his time off. But when Colson Loveland wasn't available for OTAs, he's like, it just... raise my Bears alarm.
Bears.
Like, they draft injured players, and sometimes they don't get healthy. And all this does is sound the alarms a little bit again.
Yeah, what I fear, because I fear a lot, but what I fear is the fast forward. Like, if this were a television show, there would be a montage, and there would be like a 1 year later, Spiegs and I are sitting here in the room, and Spiegs like, you know what I think held Colson Loveland back last year? I think it was the fact that he didn't really have a full camp. Him not having a full training camp played a big role in him not blowing up and playing to the potential that we all thought he could have when he was drafted.
Oh, God. I just flashed to him missing an assignment in like week 7 and being like, oh, yeah, must have been one of those things they went over the first week at camp. God,
I hope that everything's gonna be fine. He'll participate in training camp.
Just because Maybe. You worry a lot, you know, just because you as a human are prone to worry, well, you're trying to bring the rest of us to your headspace.
This is a little bit more than just me, the human. This is me, the football guy.
Yeah, this the human. You're still in there. You're still in there.
I know, but this is a little bit more of trial and error. This has been. Experiences and whatnot, and then you add that to the human, and yes, that then you get this.
I was thinking about.
But by the way, you heard the same thing I heard.
Yeah, right. So yeah, no, you did it. You brought it to me, and
oh, like it's not my fault. I gave it to you.
Hey, man.
And you could have been like, everything's great, and you were not, because you heard some stuff in there. It was like, ooh.
All right. So,
and that's what I heard, too.
I understand, but you're accusing me of doom scrolling. You are the algorithm. In this sense, you are deciding what I see in my scrolling, sir.
I'm not doom scrolling about the second round picks. I feel like that'll get fixed.
I was just saying to Christine yesterday, I was like, you know, when you're on TikTok, you seem to watch a lot of videos of people trying to get the attention of the guards, like the royal guards at Buckingham Palace. You watch a lot of those. She's like, well, that's just because I watched one once and I liked it. And I'm like, yeah,
that's how the algorithm works.
That's how it works. And that Lawrence right here, you know what I'm going to start calling him? Al. Algorithm. That's him.
I thought he was Mr. Smile. Anyway, I got a positive spin on this.
Call me Al Jarreau.
Oh, there you go.
Things we left on the way. Sorry, go ahead.
You know how those other pesky teams in the division, they're always like drafting good people and stuff in the first and second round?
Yeah.
What if they don't have their second round picks? Advantage Bears, because by default, if the Bears' second-round picks probably weren't going to be good, and the Packers and the Lions and the Vikings don't have theirs, wow. The Bears could have an advantage.
I mean, I didn't bring to Speeds for
stuff.
Today, and maybe it's something that we could talk about tomorrow.
Mm.
Jahmyr Gibbs said that he's going to be split out wide a little bit more this year.
Let's Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think the assessment, we've made it clear. I trust him. And he is a hard worker. He's young. He's talented. He's curious. I think his greatest attribute, he's willing, as he did just in the press conference, to raise his hand and say, here's some things where he fell short. He's as hard on himself more than anyone. It could be hard on him. And he strives every single day to do the right thing.
That was Kevin Warren. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Kevin Warren talking about his general manager, Ryan Poles of the Bears, because multiple reports said that Ryan Poles was extended last Friday, that he had 2 years remaining on his contract, contrary to the 1 year that we thought, for a total of 5 years. Marshall, we reacted in real time to the news that we had heard. It obviously changed the course of the afternoon show. Judson Richards and Lou Kanellis were in that day for Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. And I was asked, what do you think about this now that you've had a couple of days to marinate on the information? And I think at that time, we're just in the position of this happened, trying to figure out why and what our initial thoughts were. Listen. I still stand on, I needed to see a season of work before I was willing to say, if I'm writing the checks, okay, mission accomplished. You have earned an extension for a 15-36 general manager. And there's a lot of excuses that have been made for that record. Oh, people forget what he came in with. You know, there were all these players that were getting paid big contracts and he had to cut it down. Ryan Poles himself did not want to call it a rebuild. He reminded us all of that when he got the job. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to call it that. So by that definition, I didn't either, because he told me that's not what he wanted. Did I think it was? Yes. But I still count that season, and I still count the two other seasons where you lost 10 games in a row for a total of a 15-36 record. Additionally, I count the fact that, yes, not only did he say he hired Matt Eberflus, but that he and Matt Eberflus are represented by the same agent in Trace Armstrong, who is seated at the right hand of the Bears, and we know that. But that doesn't mean that he didn't then therefore back him up every chance he got. We talked about it with Dan Wiederer. You hired Shane Waldron. You talked about how smart you were and what your process was and how you interviewed 9 candidates. You then doubled down on having Matt Eberflus when you had Shane Waldron for that last year. And even though the team did the right thing in firing the head coach for the first time in the middle of a season ever in its franchise history, this is all still on you. This is aside from the guys like Nate Davis, Chase Claypool, trading away Roquan Smith. And for those who say, all you're being is negative, I'm telling you why I'm not paying the guy yet. Did you answer some questions that you had? You did. You decided to spend a lot of money that you had on the offensive line. And you're allowed to do that when the majority of your team is playing on rookie contracts, or the majority of your core anyway. But to go ahead and pay somebody who I still think hasn't proven anything says more about the Bears wanting to be in sync in their process along with their quarterback, even though this puts them a year after a quarterback on his rookie deal if they pick up that option. And we know what happens with the GM and the head coach when they get another year, if perhaps their job is on the line, at least at Hallis Hall, and they're faced with trying to pick a quarterback. That's what happened with Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, and Justin Fields. In my opinion, he wasn't there yet for me to say, you deserve an extension. And I stand on that now. Doesn't mean he couldn't earn one. But that, if I'm writing the checks, he hadn't earned it with me yet. No.
So basically what you're saying is you would have delayed this decision by one more year to find out, okay, that 15-36, have you done enough in yet another season to show that you deserve to keep doing this job, or should we bring someone else in differently?
I think it's not just that. It's knowing that this can't be the expectation. And I appreciate guys like Kevin Warren saying, well, nobody's harder on him than himself. The National Football League is harder on you. The National Football League is trying every single day to prevent your team from being more successful because it means it comes at the expense of one of its own. Every day, the Vikings and the Lions are keying in on how to get better than you. The Packers as well. Every single day. So that's why I don't mind applying this standard. I'm the powder puff. But I'm not here to make people feel better about it either. The rest of the league isn't. And just to add this from Dan Weider. This is from previously last season, whenever the rumor mill was circulating that, well, Poles didn't hire Eberflus. It says, to be clear, Eberflus was never forced on Poles, at least not by anyone employed at Hallis Hall. The two share representation in agent Trace Armstrong, and Pro Poles' account had become friendly after meeting years back through multiple acquaintances. Eberflus also came highly recommended in 2022 by Colts GM Chris Ballard, who had spent 12 seasons in the Bears organization from 2001 to 2012 and also worked with Poles for 4 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, don't forget that the Bears' 2022 coaching search was spearheaded by an outside consultant, and I think this is where it gets convoluted. Bill Polian, whose 14 seasons in the Colts organization left him, for better or worse, with deeper connections inside that franchise. But every single time when he was asked, Poles, he took responsibility for him. I'm okay with people saying this is a positive time for the Bears. I'm okay with people being happy about what happened. I am happy that they spent resources on the offensive line. I am happy that they spent resources on the head coach. But when it comes to drafting, signing people to second contracts that take up more money, putting yourself in a similar cap situation that Ryan Pace was, for example, in when it comes to paying people what you think they're worth, a la Tremaine Edmonds, and knowing you've got a lot of other people you have to pay to get under the cap as well. He hasn't been in that situation yet because he hasn't been manning this team long enough. But the idea that the Bears under Ryan Pace, for all of their flaws, were this horrible situation. They still had a lot of talent in place, and they made the playoffs twice. They lost in the first round both times. That's not acceptable. But it's not like he inherited a massive dumpster fire either. It was bad. But that's why there's been years of relaxed expectation and response. That doesn't, though, mean that your third through sixth rounds haven't been questionable. That doesn't mean that your trades, a lot of them haven't been questionable. Do you get credit for the good ones? Absolutely, we give you credit for what happened with Carolina. We give you credit for putting yourself in the position to draft Caleb Williams. But it's the other decisions and how you built the team. Not just a roster, but the team. And moving forward, what happens? You haven't even had a 500 season, or even within a game when it comes to an odd-numbered NFL regular season. I wasn't there yet. That's a reward. That's a raise. Show me something.
We're talking about Ryan Poles and the receipt portion of how we got here. And here is Ryan Poles has now been extended through 2029 here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla sharing her thoughts after having a weekend to process it because, as she said, we found out in real time what exactly happened. Here's my overall stance on Ryan Poles. Clearly, the Bears believe in him, for better or for worse. They have tied their wagon to him. Ben Johnson believes in him, and that's why the Bears believe in him, because Ben Johnson is that dude in the Bears' eyes. That's why they paid him all the money. So now we get to see what's really good. And if Ryan Poles and his draft classes can't come up with any Pro Bowl talent, they won't be making a charge of the playoffs, because you need Pro Bowlers to be on a playoff team. That's generally how that works. And so what I'm waiting on this season is to see what the development of all the players, not just this past year's draft class, but all the players the Bears still have on their roster, how they develop and what they do on the field. I already told you who my sleeper pick is to do big things this season. Do you remember? It's Tyrique Stevenson. Bounce back. Incoming. Pro Bowl. Incoming. Write that down. But that's not enough. Ben Johnson has to show that he could take Caleb Williams and get him on the trajectory to being one of the best five or six quarterbacks in the NFL. That's the goal.
Additionally, I just want to point this out, and this is also where I have big concerns. Not to just, again, re-explain settled science when it came to whose decision and responsibility it was for Matt Eberflus, the guy who's represented by the same agent. Here's this quote. This is what he told SiriusXM NFL Radio at the Combine. Ben Johnson's going to bring him all the way down, Caleb Williams, to the ground floor again and build him up the right way. I think through the process, probably some unknowns, we probably skipped some steps in his development. Some of those critical things that you really can't go to step two before you finish step one, and that takes some time. So bringing him onto the ground floor and building him back up is going to be critical. They're going to be very honest with each other in terms of what needs to happen and to take that next step. In these same discussions and in this same news cycle, there was also the discussion of how he observed things at training camp that they didn't address at the time. You were the man in charge. You wear that 5-13 or 15-36 record. You wear that 5-12 record. That is your job when you're at the head of this. And then it's going to be your responsibility when this comes under criticism, when we haven't seen a winning season yet, and you're getting a raise and an extension.
815 on the text line. If the Bears go 500, it would be a huge accomplishment. Their schedule is tough. I completely agree. It's tougher than it was last year. It's going to be a rough and bumpy ride, and that's why I think they're going to go 8-9.
Well, and Casey and Coop's dad on Twitch says, Layla, did Kwesi Adofo-Mensah deserve an extension? The success they have had, the Vikings, is much more about the coach than him. He's drafted 23 players since he got there, and three of them start. That's awful. What's the win-loss record? Who was in the discussion for a coach of the year? The coach is part of this. So which is it? Is the coach part of it or is it not part of it? I'm on the side that the coach is part of it and your win-loss record matters. It matters to the rest of the league.
No, I think it takes a building, but ultimately responsibility stops at the top.
Show them why you get it. You know, like we said, be near 500.
Yeah, and 847, great point. Leaving the development of Caleb in the hands of Eberflus and Walden is borderline fireable on its own. Listen, I was the one saying they need to have an offensive-minded head coach. They finally have one, so let's see what happens.
And yeah, when you get extended, these are the conversations that have. You and I get scrutinized for stuff, whether or not we actually did it every single day. I am more than allowed to ask when somebody is saying that they're observing, like they aren't the one in charge. If it's not you, then who was it? Are we going to be talking about similar things like this next year?
I hope not.
And then for how many further? It's right to ask for a season to show us. And then, you know what? You probably get more money on the other side, but what do I know? I don't question Trace Armstrong when it comes to securing a bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.